Good morning. Improvised from Amsterdam, this is Abby with your daily Berlin briefing for Wednesday, September 19th, 2018. On this day in 1946, the Council of Europe is founded following a speech by Winston Churchill at the University of Zurich. In the ongoing events around criminal Arab clans, the AfD faction in the Berlin House of Representatives has called for intervention in the criminal structures of extended families. There are children who become criminally conspicuous at the age of 8 or 9, according to AfD interior policy spokesman Carsten Woldeit on Tuesday. He suggests intervening at this early stage by withdrawing custody from the parents and making these children wards of the state. The AfD, which is currently in the opposition, presented a paper with ideas for fighting clan crime. Under German law, children can only be held accountable for crimes they commit from the age of 14. If the AfD gets its will, the organized crime department of the State Criminal Investigation Office will be strengthened with about 50 investigators. Family members who want to leave their clans or gangs will be supported with a dropout program. According to Woldeit, there are established isolated Arabic-born or Turkish extended families in Berlin whose criminal members repeatedly attract attention with spectacular criminal acts. In recent months, the Berlin investigation authorities had succeeded in several spectacular blows against criminal members of extended families. There were searches, and money and real estate was confiscated. After the death of notorious Nidal R. by an as-of-yet unknown shooter, the investigating authorities fear revenge acts of enemy clans against each other. Berlin politicians rarely talk about topics such as forced prostitution or human trafficking. Benedikt Lux, the Green Party's spokesman on domestic policy, apparently wants to change this. In July, he submitted a written question to the House of Representatives, in which he wanted to know exactly how many cases of human trafficking for the purpose of sexual exploitation there have been in Berlin since 2008. In an answer of almost 20 pages, the Interior Administration, for the first time, presented extensive figures on known cases and recorded victims. Statistics show that after 140 registered cases of human trafficking in 2009, there was a constant decline. Between 2010 and 2015, the number of cases was always in the double-digit range. In 2016, the number rose again to 110 cases. And last year, there were a total of 104. Particularly alarming, the victims also include children up to 14 years of age, adolescents up to 18 years of age, and young adults up to 21 years. Male adolescents in particular are regularly affected. However, the authors assume that the actual number of such offenses could be significantly higher. The Interior Administration writes in its response that, quote, "It is noticeable that interrogations contain contradictions or gaps that could be explained by the fear of the victims." Berlin continues to grow, but not as dynamically as in previous years. Between 2011 and 2016, the population grew by an average of almost 50,000 people a year. According to the Berlin-Brandenburg Statistics Office, only about 39,000 Berliners were added last year. If population growth continues at this rate, there will probably not be more than 4 million inhabitants before 2030, as previous estimations indicated. City Development Senator Katrin Lompscher of the Left had already revised the forecasts of her predecessor, Andreas Geisel of the SPD, downwards a year ago. In February 2016, Geisel had spoken of a new founding era of Berlin, also under the impression of many arriving refugees. 4 million inhabitants was considered attainable by 2025 at the latest. Nevertheless, Berlin is likely to remain a growing city, with all the problems associated with it. Senator Lompscher's administration is currently working on an updated forecast that should be ready in the spring of 2019. The corrected forecasts from last year, according to which Berlin will grow by less than 30,000 inhabitants per year until 2020, and by only 7,500 people per year in the following decade, are, quote, "still plausible," according to the administration. The new data for 2017 already provides some indications for future population development and structure. The Office of Statistics points to interesting trends. The number of foreigners rose by 39,486, while the number of Germans fell by 821. Thus, a trend continued in 2017 that has continued since the fall of the Berlin Wall. The Berlin population with a German passport is shrinking, and the proportion of foreigners rose to 17.6% by the end of last year. In 1991, the figure was 9.9%. Now, 193 nationalities are represented in Berlin. The natural population development, like the ratio of births and deaths, plays a subordinate role. The often cherished prejudice that foreigners generally have more children than German parents can certainly not be confirmed by the current figures for Berlin. In 2017, the proportion of newborns in the German population, 1.1%, was higher than the proportion of foreign newborns at 0.9%. Something else is crucial: the balance of migration from and to Berlin. Last year, 105,000 people with foreign passports came to Berlin, while 63,000 foreigners left the city. The reverse was true for Germans. 74,000 became New Berliners, but 82,000 fellow citizens with German passports left. This means that the German capital remains attractive for people all over the world, while Germans often want to live elsewhere. These current figures confirm what has been happening demographically for years. Berlin remains international and multicultural, even with an upward trend. Berlin also remains attractive for newcomers from the rest of Germany, while longtime Berliners, especially young families, move into the green countryside. To stay updated on local Berlin news every weekday, subscribe to our podcast by visiting berlinbriefing.de, follow us on Twitter and Facebook, or enable our Alexa skill. You could also find us and other Berlin-related podcasts on bearradio.org. And if you like what we are doing, support us by telling your friends, send us feedback, and rate us on iTunes. Berlin Briefing will be back tomorrow from Berlin. Thanks for listening.